One of the most famous short pieces I ever wrote, if anything in our tiny little mostly online community can be said to be famous, is an article, or more accurately, a kind of tirade that I usually publish every year on the 4th of July. Now this year, 2013, I think instead of posting it on one of the blogs to be read, I'll do it out loud instead. It's called, Let's Talk a Little Treason. In Ireland, when a man has an old friend over for dinner, after the meal, he will usually tell his wife the traditional Irish tale. Love, Seamus and I are going down to the pub and talk a little treason. That's Brendan Behan, I think. Oh, hell, let's come right out and say it. Us white boys here in America need to be talking a little treason. I noticed that the great state of Oregon is about to pass more grotesque hate crime laws in favor of sodomites, making perverts who commit the filthiest acts imaginable. You know, people really don't seem to realize just what it is that homosexuals actually do. Anyway, this new Oregon law is making these creatures a politically and legally protected class, better than me in the eyes of the law. Better than any white man who likes girls, because they will have specific legal protection that we are denied. There is no more equality under the law. Some states are even worse. In Idaho, all women, period, are considered to be a special politically protected class under these deranged hate crime laws, effectively meaning that only heterosexual white males are without legal protection against quote-unquote hate, and only white males can be victimized on the lowest level as mere Americans. Less than a woman of their own race, less than a Mexican, less than a faggot, less than a black. Three-fifths of a man at best. Now, I'm going to say something now to all my fellow girl-loving white boys, and I'm dead serious. I think we need to start re-evaluating our relationship with the United States of America with a view towards bringing that relationship to an end. America gives us nothing except ridicule, hatred, contempt, and oppression. America ignores our interests, laughs at us and reviles us, picks our pockets, discriminates against us with affirmative action and racial quotas, and kicks us in the teeth when we try to protest or petition for the redress of just grievances. America rigs the electoral process so that no one without $10 million in the bank should even think about running for office, and so that only criminals, incompetents, and mentally unbalanced mediocrities can win. America passes laws that give foreigners who are in our country illegally and perverts who literally wallow in their own filth during sexual acts a preferred and privileged status over us. Every time we turn on the television, we see grinning black and brown monkey faces mocking and reviling us, mincing faggots waving their limp wrists mocking and reviling us, toilet-mouthed Jews like the loathsome Sarah Silverman spewing hatred and abuse at us, pathological liars in the White House and Congress pissing down our backs and assuring us with solemn faces that it's raining. Thanks to the media and the Jews who control the media, when the world thinks of white males, they think of revolting cartoon characters. George Washington, Daniel Boone, and Charles Lindbergh have been replaced by Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin. White women are in their own way just as much victims as white men are, although some of them haven't quite seen sufficiently through the feminist horseshit to understand that. If we can ever succeed in deprogramming our sisters and making them understand what has been done to them so that they realize that their place is by their menfolk's side and not with the Jews who hate them and hold them in just as much contempt as they do white men, calling them shixes and so forth, well, if we can ever succeed in doing that, then you kikes had better start running. White people do the real work in this country. Mexicans and blacks do nothing that couldn't be done twice as well and at half the expense by a good cart horse. Robotics will eventually make the black man and the brown man completely obsolete. White people pay the overwhelming percentage of the taxes that finance the horror show that is America. White boys and increasingly girls are dragged into the military and come back from the Jews' foreign wars with their bodies mangled to rot in the filthy army hospitals like Walter Reed because the influx of illegal aliens has taken all the entry-level jobs in their hometowns and there's no future for white kids where they grew up. White people, especially boys, are denied access to college education, to employment, to workplace promotion, and job stability because of their skin color, because of their gender, and increasingly because of their age. I could go on and on, but if you're white, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not white, I'm not talking to you anyway. Guys and gals, let me ask you something. What the hell do we owe a society that treats us like this? The neocons wave their red, white, and blue Masonic dish rags and babble about all this freedom we've got. Bullshit. What freedom? the freedom to never be able to get any kind of decent job because you're the wrong color and you got convict genitalia, the freedom not to be admitted to college because their quota for white boys was filled up by the sons of the wealthy elite long before you even applied, the freedom to spend 30 years in the workforce and see incompetent affirmative action employees promoted over your head year after year. What freedom? The freedom to pay one-third of your income to support stupid wars in the Middle East and protect the Jews from the consequences of their own behavior? The freedom to vote in elections where half the time these arrogant swine no longer bother to conceal the massive fraud? What freedom? The freedom to have your children corrupted by the endless tsunami of filth from the television screen and taught sodomy techniques at school? The freedom to have your son and your daughter come back from Iraq or Afghanistan or Yemen or Egypt or God knows where in a plastic bag or minus some limbs because all the jobs in their hometown have been gobbled up by illegals and the military was the only place they could get a paycheck? What freedom? The freedom to be insulted, belittled, and spat upon every time we turn on a TV or pick up a newspaper? The freedom to eventually be carried off to the living hell of some state-run nursing home when the government finally finds some way to steal the Social Security and Medicare fund and piss it away in the deserts of Iraq or blow it on the stock market, whatever. What the hell kind of loyalty do we owe to a government that has made us third-class citizens? What the hell kind of loyalty do we owe to a state that uses us like toilet paper and throws us away? Why, exactly, should we respect the rights of media garbage people who give us nothing but insults, contempt, and vilification? Why, exactly, should we allow our country to be taken over by millions of Mexican mestizos and all the overflow from the third world's sewers and never raise a hand in our own defense? Because the tyrant's law forbids it. Yeah, I know, the United States of America is the law. Of course it is. Tyrants always are the law. That's why they're tyrants and not simple gangsters. The difference between Barack Hussein Obama and John Gotti is only a technicality of paperwork, except that Gotti dressed better and he killed a lot fewer people. When the law is cruel and uncaring, when the law is vicious, when the law is oppression wrapped up in paper and forced down the throats of the powerless, the coerced, and the cowed, when the law is enforced by steroid-popping bullies with badges and black body armor, and jackals with briefcases, and reptiles in black robes who use it solely to maintain their own power over other human beings and to squeeze them dry of every last wretched penny they possess, when the law is being used to do you and your family harm, then you are under no obligation to obey it. In every society, there is a social contract that cuts both ways. The United States Constitution was an attempt to create such a contract, and until 1861 it worked. But we need to be very clear on this. The white American has upheld that contract and is even now upholding it as the blood of our young men, and unfortunately some young women as well, is spilled in the Iraqi desert and the Afghan mountains. It is the federal government of the United States and the squamous alien things who have stolen it away from us, who have violated that social contract again and again and again over the past century. Like an abused wife, white Americans have put up with it all from our cheating, lying, thieving, murdering government. The beatings, the drinking up the rent money, the lipstick on the collar, the constant bullying and browbeating. But even the most abused spouse eventually decides it's time for a divorce. That time has come. Enough. Fuck the United States government, fuck democracy, fuck America. We've seen enough, we've had enough, and we want out. Yeah, I know. Our ancestors tried this in 1861. Well, it's time for a rematch. Here in the Northwest and any place else where white males are tired of being treated like dogs and finally decide to show the Jews that dogs have teeth. And you know something? I think if we ever do pull off the old Macbeth trick and screw our courage to the sticking point, I suspect the world will discover that as far as the baby shit brown Barack Hussein Obama goes, well, he damn sure ain't no Abraham Lincoln.